Blog Talk Radio.
But he currently lives over in Thailand.
He's over in Thailand living his good life. He's teaching English to high teenagers in high school. And he's just living a good life. Well, a couple of weeks ago, he called me crying in tears, bawling. Because, and anybody who knows me, my friends can't call me crying and not think I'm about to not go fight somebody at this crying, and I got to see if something's wrong. So, he's telling me all these things that his mom has said to him, things that a mother should never say to their child. And I have to tell my friend, like, hey, you know it's okay to let go of your mom, right? I understand that she's your mom, but she's toxic, and sometimes the most toxic things can be your family. This case just happened to be the person who birthed you. You can let go of her. I didn't call her out her name, even though I wanted to. But I said, it's okay, let go of her. And he was telling me how people were telling him, you know, that's still your mother. You still go respect your mother. Oh, I get it. You're supposed to respect your mother. I get that. But also, and people will tell me that's what the Bible says. But the Bible also says don't provoke your child either.
Word. Preach, sister.
So, that's why we're here tonight, and we're talking about toxic relationships and getting rid of these mofos, because guess what? We don't need y'all. So, I'm putting this into the hands of my co-host, and I am lying down at 85.
They're flying.
Selma Deesis. So, girlfriend, what you think about that?
Hey, boyfriend.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey. Okay, so, first of all, in regards to the reason behind this topic, I totally agree with that whole thing. Like, it's hard when it is your mom, but at the same time, just like she said, there are certain things that, you know, you are supposed to respect your parent, but at the same time, your parent is not supposed to be the one that acts a fool with you and causes you to feel some kind of way. You know what I mean? Even if they don't like something that you do, it's their responsibility to still be your parent and not act a fool. You know what I mean? For me, personally, I have actually had some toxic relationships, and sadly, some of those relationships were with people in my family because of the fact that I felt like it was okay, and I had to keep them in my life, you know what I mean, because they were my family. I think sometimes it's hard for people to recognize, like, when you're in a toxic relationship because of whatever those ties are, whether it be it's your spouse, it's your mother, it's your father, it's your sister, your brother, your cousin. You know, because by nature, we want to have a family. We want to be loved. We want to be nurtured. We want to have these relationships. You know, we are human beings, and we thrive, you know, with these relationships. So it's kind of hard to kind of identify them, you know, but the big picture is that if a person is causing you grief, you know, and a person, every time you talk to a person, your blood pressure goes through the roof, you know what I mean? Or let's just say it's a situation where the person has issues and you're giving, and they're taking, but they're never replenishing you as a person. So your bank is basically running dry because you're giving all that you have for someone else. Those are things that kind of raise a red flag because you're killing yourself trying to keep this relationship. You're killing yourself, you know, trying to have this person in your life, but all they're doing is tearing you down. And back to the example with the young man and his mom, like, that's probably got to be the most difficult toxic relationship to sever. because that's your parent. That's the woman, the person who birthed you, the person who carried you. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's my mama. So I don't want to, you know, kick my mama to the curb, so to speak. But sometimes you have to serve up a big, healthy-ass dose of tough love. And you have to love some people from a distance, because it's not healthy for you to kill yourself stressing and feeling some kind of way and feeling drained all the time, and you not being able to live your best damn life because this person, this relationship is taking the life out of you. So you got to make those hard decisions, and you have to understand that when it, you know, recognize when it becomes one of those things that you need to get yourself free from. You know, if you can't, if you start having trouble sleeping, I mean, it's just all little certain things. Your personality changes, who you are changes, because you're so bogged down dealing with the bullshit from this relationship that you don't even recognize yourself in the mirror no more. And I'm just saying this from personal experience. You know what I mean? I've been in situations where I didn't recognize myself in the mirror anymore. And I had to make a decision. It's either me or this relationship. And I love myself too much to allow myself to continue to stay in that situation. So, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things where you have to make that decision. And then sometimes it's a tough decision. You know what I mean? You just got to do what you got to do and expect and think and trust that everything will work out accordingly. And, I mean, the hope is when it's a relationship with a sibling or a parent, you know, or someone that's being, you know, a family member or even a friend that you've been friends with for a really long time, you know, there's always that hope that that relationship can be reconciled. But the thing is, in some cases, that relationship can't be reconciled because that person is just not on your level. And they don't deserve you. So that's my two cents.
Let me ask you this real quick, though. But what if you are, like, in a parent-child dynamic? What if you are just, like, a fuck-up child and your parent, you know what I'm saying, is talking to you in this way that you normally shouldn't, but they're doing that because they tried to be nice 10 times and you still fucking up, so now they're trying this way. Is it justifiable in that instance?
I mean, I honestly feel like it is, because if I've given you chances and I've been nice, it's that serving up that big ass dose of tough love. Like, for instance, like, I'll use my own family, because I'm not tripping, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Like I explained before, my daughter and my son are two separate people in how they deal with things. You know, I can, you know, after a certain amount of time, you know, I have to serve up. I had to, in my own experience, it was one particular time with my daughter where I had to serve her up a big-ass dose of tough love. And it fucking hurt me as a parent, right? It hurt me to my core, because that's my baby. Like, me and you been rocking since I was 19 years old. Like, when I didn't have nobody else, I had you, right? But the lessons that I had taught her and the niceness that I had showed her and the things that I had, you know, fed into her, it just wasn't getting it. And I have to take responsibility, because there was some portion where I kind of sheltered my kids when I shouldn't have, you know what I mean? But you live and you learn. There's no fucking handbook to being a parent. Unfortunately, it's a learning game. You learn as you go, right? So there were some things where she kind of had gotten dependent, but that was that same thing where she got to that age where I'm a fucking adult, so you can't tell me what to do. I'm an adult. I can do what I want to do. You know, I can, you know, this can happen and that can happen. And originally I was always to the rescue, right? And I had to step back and let this baby fall flat on her face. And it hurt me, you know what I mean? But it was necessary, because there was a lesson in that. You know, she understood, okay, I'm an adult, so technically my mama's job is done. If she does something for me and comes to the rescue for me in a situation, You know what I mean? She's doing it out of the love and concern that she has for me. She's not doing that shit because she's required. Because by law, her job is done. I'm an adult. So absolutely, there are times where, not necessarily always the child is a fuck up, but there are some times when there are things that the child is doing and they're not necessarily understanding, you know, the dynamics. Like, they want to be a kid on one instance, but then they want to be an adult. Like, you can't ask me to help you pay your car payment, but then you have an attitude if I tell you you can't walk in my house at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't give no fuck if you are an adult. You're still under my roof, so you're going to respect my rule, right? You can't. So either you're going to be an adult or you're going to be a child, and that's just the way it is. And luckily, I was in a situation where she understood this. She got it. It didn't take a whole lot, but for some people, it takes a whole fucking lot. It takes you to just let them fall flat on their ass, flat on their face, you know what I mean, hit rock fucking bottom for them to get the message and the lesson that you're trying to teach. So absolutely, it is sometimes appropriate to do just what has to be done.
All right, maybe I'm a jerk. Is it better to come in at 4 in the morning or just don't come home or just come home the next day?
I prefer you just not bring your motherfucking ass home.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I did. Don't come home. Because I did the same shit. Like, I used to want to try to come in my mama's house at any time. I was in college. I felt like I could do what the hell I want to do. I'm an adult. She had a curfew. You need to be in the house by midnight. Well, you know, in college, the parties ain't starting to jump till 11, 12 o'clock. You know what I mean? So you're going to be out there doing your thing. So my remedy for that was, I'm just not going to come home at all. Now, she still has something to say about me not coming home at all, but I felt like I'm not disrespecting your house because I ain't walking up in here at 4 o'clock in the morning. I just stay the night. Now, should I have told her, hey, I'm at such and such's house? Absolutely. But, again, you think you're grown. You think you really got to figure it out. You get 18 to 19 years old and you got a little freedom. You know what I mean? You feel like you're grown, so to speak. But you ain't really grown because you don't really understand life at that point at 18 or 19 years. So, you know, you still wet behind the ears.
Your hot ass was doing when you got inseminated. You were staying out one of those nights. I put two and two together. I got you.
Shut up. Don't be trying to read my biography.
I'm just gonna hoe in these streets for the night.
And the sad part about it is my Billy badass is like I was out and I was with this guy with these with the Kappas, right? Okay, let's just
So your
game was the Kappa.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I had me a Kappa. So yeah, I was with my Kappa, you know, and he was like, "Don't you gotta go home?" I was like, "Hell no, I ain't gotta go home." So I stayed over there, and my motherfucking ass was so scared when I was broke. He pulled up to my motherfucking apartment, and I sat in the car for about 10 minutes. I was like, "I don't even want to get out the car because I know my mama gonna be up in here and she gonna hit the roof," and I walked in, though, and she didn't say nothing to me for a few minutes. And just when I thought I was going to lay down and go to sleep, here she comes.
Oh, God, and don't
make it
a Sunday night.
You
stayed out all night. You going to church.
Exactly. So I was like, if you want to do that shit.
But you can't go to church.
It's like, you got to get your ass out. If you think you grown, you can get the fuck out. You can't stay out all night. So guess what I did? I got tired of hearing that shit, and I ended up getting pregnant with my daughter. And when I got pregnant with my daughter, I came 2 weeks before she was born. I moved out of my mama's house at 19 years old, and I said, fuck it. I'm going to go. And I ain't never looked back. Now, was it difficult? Absolutely. You know what I mean? I had a big dose of reality. I didn't think I thought I was grown, but I really was fucking grown. So I would encourage all these if you can stay in your mama's house a little bit longer than 18 or 19, please stay there. Because if I knew now, if I knew then, excuse me, what I knew now, what I know now, my life would be totally different. I put myself through unnecessary hardship because I wanted to be fucking grown. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. To answer the question about that toxic relationship shit, upon further inspection in my own little world and my toxic relationships, I realized that you always got a little voice in you talking to you, telling you, get the fuck away. Get the fuck away. Run. You know what I'm saying? You always got that voice in you. And when you ignore that voice, you the fool, and you allow that toxicity to fester. But when you listen to that voice and you go, boom, you Gucci. So that that don't matter whether it's your girl, whether it's your man, whether it's your mother, whether it's your auntie, whatever. When you get that voice and you telling you, you know what I'm saying, that them vibrations just ain't matching. It's just, you know what I'm saying, rubs you the wrong way, literally. Just, you know what, it's best just to cut ties and be like, you know, thank you, but no thank you.
Ron, can I ask you a question?
Or yes, but or if it's to the point where you have to have some kind of dealings with them, just have very small doses. But yeah, go ahead, what was your question?
Do you think that sometimes people ignore that little voice that says,
I don't get you,
move on, because the situation is comfortable and familiar? Because what's uncomfortable and what's unfamiliar sometimes is a little scary. So do you think that that's why so many people kind of stay in these toxic situations, because it's pretty much what they've always done?
I was going to say hard as opposed to scary, but I guess when I think about it, scary fits too. But I would agree, yeah, that is the reason why people do it. Because, I mean, if it's easy to stay with a dude because he gonna make sure the bills is paid and I ain't gotta take care of that, and he gonna make sure that, you know what I'm saying, he give me money to get food in his house, so I ain't gotta worry about that. All I gotta worry about is me and, you know what I'm saying, my 14 kids, you know what I'm saying, taking care of them. All right, it's easy. But if he beating on you, like, oh, well, damn, now I gotta go get a 17-bedroom apartment for all these motherfuckers in here. How the hell I'm going to do that? So you stay with
hell?
Him. You stay with him.
Why are your numbers so distorted? I can't with you. Why?
Why? Why in the world that got that shit? Taylor, Trey, sign in on this combo fiction.
Speaking as someone who did have a toxic relationship with their parent and also another family member, it took me a while to just figure out that people are who they are and you can't change them. I spent a lot of time in my house trying to make sense of some of the nonsense that was going on, and it was very draining. It was very, very draining for me. And I found myself out of character, and I found myself angry a lot of the time and frustrated. And it caused a severe strain on me and my son, because I didn't want to be at home, so I was always at work. He didn't understand, so to him, it's like, my mom's never around. And it wasn't anything towards him, it was just like, this situation is so, it was so stressful and daunting that it literally drove me crazy. So when, you know, shit really hit the fan and I was out on my own, it wasn't the best situation. Like, it wasn't the ideal situation, but it gave me a little bit of peace, because I wasn't in the middle of all of that because I am a young 21, 22, and I'm living with my mom who's dealing with, you know, the death of my father, and also I have my godbrother who's here, and he doesn't literally do anything. So now I'm working, and I'm supporting this entire house. So literally, I walk in the house, and I give my mother money, and then in return, she, in the same, like, in the same breath, turns around and gives him money for absolutely nothing. So here I am working 2 and 3 jobs, and this one is just laying on the couch all day. But you always want to argue and fuss at me about what I'm doing. To me, what I'm doing is right. I'm setting an example. Yes, I had my son early, but you still move forward. You still pursue what you want to pursue. You make sure you get up and you be the best person you can be every day. So why is it that I'm getting the most shit for at least attempting to be responsible? Meanwhile, this one is doing everything under the sun. He bringing women in and out the house. He getting into fights with these women. The police come into the house. All this other extra stuff. But for me, you're giving me a hard time because I just was at work for 13 hours.
Wow.
And I literally came in the house and gave you everything that I made in those 13 hours, and you got upset because you felt as if though I didn't give you enough. It was like one of those type situations. So it was like after a while, I had to realize that I'm not supposed to make sense of it. And then as I got older, and I was on my own, and, you know, me and my mom had a serious falling out behind some of the stuff that he was doing. It was actually Thanksgiving. We had gotten to it because she had been sick for a while, and I had been calling the house, I was coming by when she was living and everything. Everybody was acting like, you know, they didn't understand. Like, everybody was, like, very, very vague with what was going on with her. So I would literally call or come by every day. So finally she calls me out the blue one day and was like, you know what? I think it's really fucked up. I was in the house sick and you didn't come by here. You didn't call not one time. I said I did, but every time I called, I came by, they told me you were sleeping. You're full of shit. Don't fucking call me. I'm not watching your son. I don't give a fuck. La, 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 la. All this other extra stuff. So me and my mom didn't speak for like 6 months. For an entire 6 months, we did not speak. And she called me out the blue one day because she asked if my son could come to my little brother's party. And I asked him, I said, do you want to go? He's like, yeah, you know. At the time, he was like 8. He's like, yeah, I really miss them. I want to see them. I said, okay. And I brought him over. And he, you know, they begged for, you know, he stayed a night or whatever. And I came to pick him up the next day. And she was, you know, she was in good spirits for the most part. She never did say she was sorry. And she never did, we never did address that situation. It was kind of like, you know, it is what it is. And I left it at that. So then, like, a couple weeks later is when I found out she was actually really, really sick. She had cancer. So the time that was wasted for unnecessary stuff, I think back and it's like I can't really be upset about it because it wasn't my issue. And yeah, I think back and this is a problem that a lot of black women have with their daughters. It's jealousy. Like I've noticed that with a lot of black moms and their daughters is jealousy. I don't know if it's jealousy based upon looks or, you know, ideas or where they are, like I guess their status in life, but it has to do with jealousy. I really do think that because she saw that I was trying to be a responsible adult, I wasn't out hanging about, I wasn't doing this, like I wasn't doing a lot of the things that kids my age were doing, I think it was a jealousy thing. Like she, you know, she lost my dad or whatever, so now I'm in this relationship now, I have a child, you know, I seem to be moving on with my life, and I think that it was a sense of jealousy because I seem to be somewhat happy. And even jealousy with my godbrother in a sense too, because you can't, like, he couldn't get his life together if somebody actually gave him the game of life. He still couldn't get it together. So it was like, I seem to be progressing. I don't like that you're progressing. So now I'm going to create all these different obstacles for you just because. And I think a lot of times,
you know,
when it does come
to... Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, another thing other than, like, jealousy, I agree with that. There is that. But I think sometimes, too, a lot of times, parents themselves and their children, and maybe if for whatever reason their child, they show the same characteristics, so a lot of times they're hard on them because they see the same traits, like you're a little bit of a fuck up in the sense, not necessarily that you're a bad person, but you know, when I was your age, my mouth was smart as hell, you know what I mean? Or when I was your age, little boy crazy. Some of it is they see themselves in the child, and so sometimes they're like, I don't really like that person too much. You know what I mean? I don't like what I'm seeing. I love them, right? But I don't like what I'm seeing because I'm kind of seeing a reflection of myself. And it's hard sometimes
mm-hmm.
to look at a reflection of yourself because it's not easy. And you have to admit some shit about yourself that you don't necessarily want to admit sometimes. You know what I mean? So unfortunately,
yeah.
It transcends into this other thing where then you have this whole other issue where a mom and a daughter, they stay going head to head because they really just alike.
Okay.
I mean, when you look at that too, I think what you was touching on is that at least that goes back to that self-hatred. You're hating yourself. And
exactly.
The way that it manifests itself is through jealousy. You know what I'm saying? You hating what you have or have not done. And the fact that you hate that, you can't relate to something that is dealing with that situation that you either failed at or bowed out of or didn't even want to attempt at. So, I mean, that's the root of it. And like they say, hurt people hurt people. So these people are in a situation where they get to a point, whether it's parental and child or relationship between man and woman or man and a man, whatever, that
right.
You look at it and it's them not being able to love themselves and relate that love to somebody else. And even some of us who can do that, we still have our little quirks on how we can relate that to each individual person. The way that, like if you're a parent, you have multiple children, the way one child takes in your message is not the way another child takes in your message.
That's,
so now
that's
you as
a
parent,
true. That's
the
truth.
You
got
to be able to alter your message. You know what I'm saying? How many of us are multifaceted enough to say the same shit 5 different ways? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that easy to do. So, you can be saying the right thing to a dude you dealt with when you was 25, and you saying the same thing to the dude you dealt with when you was 35, But that dude at 35, he don't listen the same way that nigga at 25 did. So don't talk to him
exactly.
like that. Change the way you tone
right,
your voice.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because that shit is toxic to get back to the, you know what I'm saying, the topic. But yeah, but I think that jealousy shit is just basically what's behind that is that self-hate. And it just manifests itself in some wicked ways that don't make no sense to people.
Yeah.
Or they could just like
definitely agree.
Ruckus. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can just like cause a ruckus too. Sometimes people get a thrill out of anarchy.
Yep. Everything you said is 100% on point.
But wait, hold on. So Taylor, you know what I was gonna ask you? That night that you took your son over to visit with family after you hadn't seen them for months and you went back home. Did you get some that night?
No, I didn't.
Nigga, you had a babysitter with an 8-year-old and you ain't getting none that night?
Wow, you are so ignorant.
I want to talk to you for 6 months, but nigga, you fucking.
Only because I couldn't, because I was already pregnant with my daughter, so I couldn't.
What the fuck you mean you couldn't? You know how good pregnant pussy is?
Yeah.
I understand that, but my doctor advised against it. Because I was having complications.
Yeah, that's
not getting no dick is a complication.
Nothing
like that pregnant sex. I'm telling you, when that pregnant sex, oh my goodness, Lord, how nice. I want to get pregnant just to have sex when I'm pregnant.
Wait a minute. You say that like you just had pregnancy.
I remember how great it was. It was amazing.
Ooh. Imaj, you are stupid. You picked up on that, right?
I mean, I be flying down 85. Even got stopped in some traffic, and y'all didn't even know it.
I remember it like yesterday, baby.
Ma'am, you are 19 years removed.
Absolutely. Absolutely, but I ain't forgot. I can't forget.
She been bullshitting us all night. Earlier, she said some shit about she should have told her mother that she was staying out and gave them the number. Yeah. But you staying in some nigga houses. You couldn't have gave your mother them numbers. You feel what I'm saying? She been trying to bullshit us all night. Nah, she talking about she remember pregnant sex from 19, 20
years ago.
We're
going to come back to it. Did
you say 1928? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said that.
I remember.
1928.
Okay.
May I explain myself? What I'm saying is.
No. You can slay yourself later because we're going to come back to that. We're going to parking lot that because anybody who lives in corporate America has been in the office and they're like, we're going to parking lot that, okay? So we're going to come back to that. You right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, go with that little
trouble. Hey.
Is he in the bed?
No, I'm sitting here, man. I'm just shocked about the news I heard about my man passing and shit. But
oh damn.
Yeah, man. North Carolina legend, Dana Lucci, rest in peace. Basically, I had with the parent thing, man. I guess because my mom and my pops wanted a daughter first, and out popped my happy-go-lucky ass. And it's like my relationship with them before my pops passed, you know what I'm saying? I was the only one basically taking care of them. I was going down there doing everything, you know what I'm saying, taking him to his doctor's appointments, you know what I'm saying, keeping up with his bills and everything. But when it comes So, like, me asking for stuff, like, I got put out of my apartment because I beat up the neighbor. The dude lived upstairs because he spit on me when I came home, right?
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, and I beat the shit out of him. So, they put me out.
You should have.
You know,
that's
he spit on me.
That's the nasty shit you never do.
So,
yeah.
I didn't have nowhere to fucking go. And so, I asked my mom, could I stay or whatever? You know what I'm saying? She was, yeah, you can stay, whatever, whatever. So, she pitched a fit because she came in and I wasn't even laying across the couch. Like, I was just sitting on the couch. She gets mad because I'm sitting on the couch. I'm like, what the fuck? Like every day was attitude. So, I was like, okay, I'm going to ask my pops, can I move in with him? I'm just going to then just say, fuck it. Move back to Stoneville, and I just drive back and forth from here to from Stoneville to here to work. So my pops had three rooms, and one of the rooms was technically mine because all my DJ stuff, everything was in there. I get down there to ask, I called him to ask that I move in. He was like, yeah, come on. The day I packed all my stuff up to go down there to move in, I get down there and I pulled up, opened the door. They looked me dead in my face. What you doing here? I'm like, you said I can move in. Like, I had my sister with me and everything. This dude breaks out mad because he didn't want me to stay there. And I'm like, you could have just told me that over the phone. So he literally tried to fight me. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh,
so I'm mad. And so now I'm back to square one and had nowhere to go. So I did bring all my stuff back to Greensboro. Tried to go back to my mom. She wouldn't do it. And so that night, I had to leave my stuff in the car, and basically, like, this day was just straight up fucking horrible. Somehow, I got locked in the fucking laundry room at the damn, at the old apartment complex and shit, so the door automatically locked or whatever. And yeah, because you can't open it from the inside. You got to open it from the outside. So I'm sitting there literally like, what the fuck? I called my mom to come. I just open the damn door. She wouldn't do it. So I had to sleep in the fucking laundromat that night.
Wait, she left you stranded in the laundry room and she could have opened the door?
She could have just easily walked down the sidewalk.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
Ron, stop laughing. That's not funny. That's not funny.
Why is you laughing? It's crazy because he's not the only one laughing. Everybody was laughing when they woke me the fuck up the next day. This shit was retarded. So,
Ron is so ignorant. He don't give a shit. He's so inappropriate. He just fucking laughs at the most inappropriate.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm just picturing this nigga like, I know she right there. She can break her ass right down there.
Hey, Ron.
And so I'm sitting there like, man, I cannot believe this shit. And motherfuckers like, and the crazy part was, it was a crackhead across the street that night. And this nigga, he was outside the whole damn night. I'm waving my fucking hands to this motherfucker come over and open the door. This nigga is sitting there looking at me like I was crazy, like he was stuck. Then when I finally got out the next damn morning, the damn thing opened up by itself and shit, right? This motherfucker gonna see me come out the damn thing. He's like, damn, man, you using it all night. No shit, you fire son of a bitch. This shit was crazy. And then I walked up a sidewalk, and then I ran into one of my homegirls, and she was like, yo, she was like, why you got all your stuff in the car? And I told her my situation, and she let me stay with her for like, I stayed with her for like two, maybe 3 weeks. Until I had to save up enough money to get my fucking apartment and shit, right? So
you came in, she was sitting on your face. You got sick of that shit. Yeah.
They tricked my sister. They tricked my sister like she's like a clean receiver, basically. And so when nobody take care of my pops, I'm going down there doing this shit, right? So when my pops was about to damn die, my sister, she go down to every blue moon. He gave me the wheel or whatever, right? To show me the wheel or whatever. And so I had to take it to my sister so she could sign it, and I had to sign it too. And then I look at the wheel, And the way he had it set up, it really pissed me off. It's like, everything goes to my sister, but if she, something would happen to her before he passed, everything goes to my mama.
Now, mind you, my mom and my dad have
been divorced.
Let me finish. They said my mom and dad have been divorced since, like, 87, and he had her number two.
Oh, wow.
Then, after my mama, he had my uncle. I was number fucking four on the list, and I'm the one that would basically take care of him. I'm like, what the hell, man? And then, after we did, all that got done, you know what I'm saying? Pops, he held on, he didn't pass away or whatever. So, my sister had messed around and something happened to her car or whatever. So, nobody came up with the idea to try to help her get a car. So, my mom came to me and was like, I need you to do something for your sister so you can get a car or whatever, whatever. And I wasn't going to do it, but I went and did one of those damn title loan shits for like $2,000. And I gave my sister like $1,500 and I kept $5. And the reason I did it because her and my mama said they were going to pay the bill. I'm sitting here thinking they paying the bill or whatever. They had the company had my number, but they never fucking called me to let me know if anything was late or anything. Tell me why I wake up the damn morning to go to damn work. I see my car going up the damn road on the back of a flatbed. They done damn repoed my shit because they didn't pay the damn bill. And so that's why I was like, man, I try to distance myself from my mom. Because they show my sister the favor. Like, my sister can't do no wrong. Like, when I was in high school, they got on me constantly. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't do this. You can't do that. No smoking weed. No doing this. No doing that. I wasn't doing nothing. I was in school every day because I wanted to go to school because we had teachers at that school. You know what I'm saying? I was a little hoe bear. I wanted to go be with the girls. Tell me why my sister skipped like every fucking day from the 9th grade up to about the 11th grade. I think she finally started staying in school back her 11th grade year. She skipped all these fucking time. And nobody said a fucking word. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? They seen her. Didn't give her that. She do whatever the hell she wanted to. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, it better been me skipping. They'd have pissed the damn fit, even though I didn't have to be in school my 11th grade year to like I think like 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever because I had early release and all that bullshit. But the point of the matter is, they treated her like she was bad. Like she didn't do no wrong. And to this day, it's still like that. It's like, my mom, she calls my sister every day. She'll go over there. She asked if she needed any help with the bills, anything or thing. I'm sitting, like, I'm constantly struggling. I got to beg just to get a ride to the damn store or to the doctor or anything or thing. And they know my situation, and that shit is crazy. It is like, she don't never, like, it wouldn't hurt if you were just to call me every day and just be like, yo, you need anything? How you doing? Is that the better? Nothing. And everybody asks me, why you don't ever be, I see your mom and your sister all the time. You see them every day. You're not going to see me because they act like I'm a damn long-distance cousin from New York or somewhere, and they can't get in touch with me or they can't stand me or something. So that's my two topics with my parents or whatever. And then the relationship-wise, man, oh, my God. I had a girlfriend for, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, Lord.
You said 2 weeks.
Three weeks. 2 or 3 weeks.
Damn, that's a marathon.
I mean,
a sprint, not a marathon.
Yeah, yeah, it's a marathon because you're not gonna sit there.
No,
you're not gonna sit there.
It ain't a marathon.
And,
that's a sprint.
Yeah, you're not gonna sit there and damn, like every time I turn around, you just straight being like rude and giving me attitude. Because you thinking that our relationship is supposed to be like everybody else's relationship. Like, you believe in this fantasy world from damn television and fucking damn these fake-ass relationships you see on damn Facebook and shit. People are running into each other's arms in slow motion and shit. And he bragging about his girl all the time. He doing this, he doing that. he doing this, he doing that, right? Yeah, that nigga doing that shit, but the motherfucker cheating. And I literally know this
exactly.
motherfucker cheating. And yeah, and then she wants to be like that, and then she wants me to basically tell the world that we in a relationship and this, that, and the third. So when I started to give in, and I'm doing everything she say, except I'm not changing my relationship status. I'm not doing this shit because every time you do this shit, that's when the bullshit happens. That's when all the thought bots come to your inbox and all that bullshit. So I'm not doing it. So I'm sitting there dropping little heart emojis on a little page and shit a couple days ago. You know what I'm saying? Post a little picture of me and her on her page and shit. And then she deleted the shit. And then she'll give me attitude. I'm like, okay. You do it once, you do it twice. No, I'm not doing
so,
this shit.
So wait. So she was stressed. She was pressing you and sweating you about claiming the relationship on social media. But you so when you posted the picture of you and her to this bitch page, she deleted it.
Deleted.
Yeah, that hoe on some shit. Yeah.
And see, that's the whole thing about it. This the whole thing about it. I was about to bust that move, and I was about, like, she wanted me to move with her to Atlanta. She wanted me to move down there with her to, like, she was going to come back this way because of her job or whatever, but she decided to stay down there and because they had more money. And I was about to do it. And then I'm sitting there like, damn, the way you treat me, if I move to damn Atlanta, I'm going to be down that motherfucker from the bridge or some shit. I ain't running away to damn
Atlanta. Yeah, exactly. Because
you can get mad, at me. For not waking up holding your hand, or mad at me for not waking up, you know what I'm saying, kissing you or whatever, and you can be like, you know what, this shit over with, fuck you, get out. And then what?
Mm-hmm. Well,
then you better wake up and hold her hand.
Nah, you. I feel like you
this
can't
nigga.
Jump through motherfucking hoops to be in a relationship. Fuck that. Like, I'm not about to jump through hoops to be in a relationship with your motherfucking ass. You better accept what I give you and be done with it. And the rest will happen, and that's that.
I just want to
see, but come on. That ain't healthy. That ain't healthy at all. So you get what I give you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not willing to jump through a hoop.
No, I'm not saying it like that. A person should not have to bend over backwards to prove to somebody that they are dedicated to a relationship.
Like, that's my whole thing.
And that's the point. People are always so busy trying to make a relationship something, show it, to prove something to somebody else. I don't have to fucking prove that I'm in a relationship with nobody to nobody but the person I'm in a relationship with. If this man, it's about show, and that shit is unhealthy because if I
it's unhealthy as shit, man.
Based on how many people know, then that's I don't need that because it don't matter. I don't have to post a million or more pictures of you and me for us to be in a relationship. I don't have to heart show status. I don't have to fucking do this, that, and the other. Like if you are, if I this is the thing. Like, with me and my guy, like, we real, like, it is what it is. Like, of course, I changed my relationship status on Facebook just because I wanted to. As far as, like,
oh, I didn't see this
kid.
Wait a minute. Let me go.
No, that's because I had holes, you know, beforehand, so I had to, like, fix that so they can stop the inbox.
I had to let the hoes know that I'm taking off. Damn, Ron, did you see that status change?
No.
Who on this phone seen that status change?
I did that about two months after he got here. I changed up for the holes. For the holes, so the holes are no. Don't hit me in my inbox.
You see, I'm not doing it because the last two times I did, my shit went fucking nuts, and I'm not doing it because them chicks don't know how to act, man, when you damn change your shit. Them motherfuckers,
they
ask
no,
everybody,
they don't.
Oh, I see your girlfriend. Oh, I had a crush on you, but I'm going to talk to you. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want that shit all in my inbox.
Right.
I don't want that.
But, let me throw up your butt in there. See, this is the thing about you and her. She was one of them chicks when you changed the status with the old Rottweiler head, and she was the one who jumped in your box and was like, oh, that's your girlfriend? I can treat you better than her. But when you and her, when you and old Rottweiler head broke up, now you're giving this chick time of the day, and she's
raising my hand. Did you call?
Did you call her Rottweiler head? Yeah, that's the girl with the
Rottweiler head.
You don't know that girl?
Okay.
She had a real big head. Y'all remember her? That's the big headed girl.
Wait, which one are we talking about that had the big head? We talking about the one that came dressed?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. She did have a big head.
That's when she started to come around a little bit more. But look at the shit she doing now. That bitch didn't want you. So therefore, hey, bitch, you got to go. Point blank period.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a whole segment of society that had them little bitches. The I only want you when somebody else got your ass bitches. Like, if you don't sit your raggedy ass down somewhere, ma'am.
When I do shit, when I get out of my environment and I damn try to do shit to make it work and I'm paying attention, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, and then you tell me I don't do it. And then the part that really hurts my nerves, I can't stand when somebody tells me I don't talk. I don't converse.
She's trying to say you illiterate and you're socially inept.
Nigga, illiterate means you can't read. What the fuck I gotta do with your thing?
When we talking on the phone, they basically saying I don't talk about. You know what I'm saying? I'm quiet. I don't say nothing.
So she trying to basically have issue with you because you shy, so you can't talk. Bitch, maybe I just
had
a conversation.
The last two lessons I was trying to be in, they kept saying that, you don't talk that much. You don't do this, you don't do that. And I'm like, I'm the dominant one of the conversation. Like, I'm literally saying, I'm talking. And then you're sitting there like,
yeah,
you bored. You're not saying shit. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to shut the hell up.
Exactly. That's them dumb bitches that don't know how to hold a general ass conversation.
So it's so funny that he says this because when me and my boyfriend were on like a schedule of talking, like we talked to each other throughout the day. So, and because I work home, a lot of times I can have a conversation and still be working. So, like, you and Sean talk all the time. I was like, because we talk about so much stuff. Like, we talk about...
Right.
Okay, I can't see. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to turn
the
light
on. Be careful.
I'm on this black-ass road. That's why. But trying to get to the other highway. To get to where I'm going. But, so, he was like, y'all talk all the time. I think that's what these girls be wanting from me. I said, see, there's a difference between you and Sean. Sean, he'll, we'll talk about about anything. We can talk about the news. We can talk about the weather. We can talk about some raggedy hoe shit. Like, we just be talking and cracking jokes and laughing all day long. But these girls want him to sit on the phone. Well, Dre ain't about to sit on the phone like that. He'll text you all day, but he ain't going to sit on the phone with you. Stop trying to get shit that other people got.
Especially if you're not, yeah, especially if I'm talking to you, if I'm talking to you, and then you get straight there ignoring me, and then I'm sitting there expecting to stay when I ask somebody, you know, say, how's your day? And I'm literally asking you, how's your day? Then you say, it's just fine. And then I'm like, okay, well, it seems like something bothering you. What is it? And then you tell me nothing. And so I'm just going to say, okay, and I'm going to skip over the subject. I'm not going to say shit. But then you hit me back. That's when we hang up the phone. You could at least ask me what was bothering me. I just literally asked you that. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's what you're talking about, and I tell you like I tell Nikki, y'all need to do better about the type of bitches that you attract, because they keep doing dumb shit, and y'all keep allowing that shit. So therefore, you're going to keep getting the shit. Point blank, period. Stop talking to these hoes that know everything about you. You need to stop talking to these hoes from back home, because them bitches don't want shit. They try to live the big life. They small town girls living in a big town world. I don't know what the fuck them dumb bitches is doing, but y'all keep running to them. And I don't care if they're listening to this goddamn show or not, because I'm going to still, I said to your motherfucking face.
Well.
And at some point, you're going to have to learn what that shit is. That's just like that little boy's fault Ron was talking about.
Don't learn
if
today.
If you ain't listening to that little voice in your head, just tell you know what, it's not a good idea. Or maybe it's that little dinosaur on Meet the Robinsons where he's stuck and he was like, I got a big head and little arms. I don't think this is a good idea.
You know,
or maybe it's Grace Jones.
Oh my God.
Y'all stupid. Oh man, you gotta listen to that shit. So now you see how she acted. Okay, let me put this on the back burner. Put this bitch in her place and go on about my business. It's okay. I mean, she's not that cute anyway. She be having no headaches over.
And you can't be a mediocre complexed cosmetically mediocre bitch and then be acting a fool.
I mean, you can't
do that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that girl like that cute to be having a headache. I mean, she might be cute to her.
Okay, well,
she might be cute.
Okay,
to her. I just might think she's the cutest.
No, we not going back to her. She is ugly.
Hold on.
She was fugly.
No,
she was fugly.
No. Hold on.
I'm not going to say that because I never saw her in person. But that Rockwilder head, I saw that in person.
But pictures don't be lying sometimes. Well, yes, they do be lying sometimes because if you cosmetically mediocre or cosmetically challenged severely, you best to keep yourself in check because you already got a strike against your ass because you're funny.
Not strike.
So be nice. Like, you got to pick a struggle. You can't have a nasty attitude or be some kind of way and have a cosmetic issue. You gotta fix it. You pick a struggle, bitch. Pick a struggle, okay? Pick a struggle.
Oh, it's lightning out there. Oh, it's lightning. Just hurry up and get to my destination. I got about 30 minutes.
Y'all stupid.
But I'm just saying, that's just some real shit. Like, you have to be able to identify the real shit for people and the fake shit and determine who's toxic and who's not. Because your real friends, they're gonna be like, listen, now look.
Yeah, absolutely. Your friend will check you.
Wow.
Your friend, like.
Wow.
And
your girlfriend over here talking about something. I want you to hold my hand. Well, you ain't no holding hand ass nigga. Like, come on Exactly. Imaj, you know what? And
you
I can testify to that shit about your real friends keeping it all the way 100 with you. And, you know, they gonna be fucking real with you. You remember the conversation that we had, you know, a couple of months back when the gentleman first arrived and I was having some issues? You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
And you, remember what I said to you, and you was like, oh, hell no. Like, you check me. That's what the fuck friends do. Like, they call you on your shit, tell you the truth. You know what I mean? It ain't, there's no toxicity there. Because if a person loves you and they want the best for you, they gonna call you on your bullshit. If you out of order, they gonna tell you out of order. But these motherfucking people that wanna sweep the shit up under the rug and try to make everything all perfect, you know what I mean? That's toxicity, because that's not helping you become a better person. That's not helping you identify the places that you need to fix in your life. So that's some real shit that you just spit right there.
Yeah, I'm not. Ain't nobody, they, oh my Lord, it's really, fire truck with your bright ass light. But, yeah, and what irritates me about that one is that, like, I know the whole story, I know the background. What irritates the shit out of me is that she was one of them ones that was in the inbox saying, that's your big-headed ass girlfriend. Oh, that's who you talking to. But now, y'all two bitches on Facebook, whatnot, talking and acting like, well, I want a relationship like her. Well, bitch, you don't understand it. That bitch still in his inbox, too. So what y'all two gonna do? I had a dumb bitch. I can't stand it. I don't like it. I don't care what kind of job you have, and that's a good job. Bitch, you're still dumb because you do dumb shit. It's another truck. Turns on his bright lights. I'm turning my bright lights on and it's staying on. You hear what I tell y'all?
Stupid.
But I'm just saying, like, come on. But that's neither here nor there. They toxic, let them hoes go. Go meet you some new hoes. Go meet you some out of state hoes. Go meet you some hoes that dating those that ain't from where you from.
Right. Import some hoes.
That's like, that's
you stupid. Import some hoes.
Import some hoes.
I mean, I don't mean to call them hoes. I mean, whatever. But don't get you a nice old ain't from the same place, girl. Because if you look at your track record, I mean, I can look at your track record. And the last three girlfriends you had, they all from the same place you from. Am I telling the lie? I'm right or wrong.
I'm telling you. They're important.
The last three. What? The last three.
The last three.
Oh, black lips, because that's what I call it. Oh,
not
old
black lips.
I'm done.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, she called a black lip.
My big booty Judy. And she's from the same place you're from.
No, she's from Reasonable.
Same motherfucking difference, nigga. It's 2 seconds down the motherfucking street.
No, it's not.
I don't know why you get her little fancy ass.
I'm from Gibsonville. It's the same motherfucking place, because I can go to the post office and it be Sedalia, and I can pick the mail up at my mama's house. And it's at Gibsonville. Same motherfucking place.
I don't know why you get her little crazy ass started. You know she don't have no sense in her head. She just be going in.
And even if she wrong, wait, Dre, even if she wrong, we don't fucking know. We
don't give
no fuck. This. We don't know.
She don't love your ass, don't give no fuck. You hear what she said? You hear what she said?
Nope.
She don't get no. She ain't wrong.
Nope.
You heard what she said?
Nope.
She ain't wrong. Even if she is wrong.
Okay.
No. I'm telling you, if I'm wrong, I will admit to the shit that I'm wrong. But I know I'm not wrong, because y'all from the same motherfucking county. Y'all went to the same motherfucking county.
Wow.
Shit. I can't.
So they threw the same ring at the same bottles at the same county fair.
Exactly.
No, it's not. The Reefer got their own fair. Miser got their own fair. Eve got their own fair. They are 30 minutes apart. They are 30 minutes apart. That's just like saying the damn Greensboro people, Greensboro and Hawthorne people are the same fucking people. That's like saying Greensboro and Hawthorne are the same people. What the hell?
I bet. She over here fucking giggling. Dre over here trying to explain himself. Said, no, that's the west side of town. On the east side of town, it takes 40 minutes to get there. But on the east side of town, it's different. I'm done.
Oh, Lord.
You can't be done, Ron. You cannot be done.
Oh, my God.
If we're going to do this shit, we're going to be honest. We're going to tell the truth.
Because they ain't damn honest.
Good God.
Good God.
They ain't honest anymore. What the hell? Jesus, he literally just said Hawthorne and Greensboro the same damn place. Because they different counties. But it's two different cities.
What the hell?
I can't forget this. That is two different cities.
It sounds like y'all motherfuckers got a toxic relationship. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like y'all motherfuckers.
That's not.
That's what it sounds like. Y'all motherfuckers sound like y'all been married 75 years.
If it's a toxic ass relationship, I'm the only motherfucking real ass friend that motherfucker got. So guess what? You can leave it. I ain't in no business with keeping nobody as my friend.
Arsenic. That's her name now. Arsenic. This motherfucker is toxic.
Oh, turned up.
Oh, no,
and Dre is old lace.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
What's the
But she's still going.
She's still going.
That man said two words, and then this shit just went sideways.
Oh, my God.
my God, I snatched my fucking nose ring out my ear. Oh my God, Lord, what
your nose ring out your ear? Did you say you snatched your nose ring out your ear? Is that what I just heard?
My earring out my nose. I'm sorry.
You took your socks off your hand? What you said?
Shut the fuck up.
Wait a minute. Okay, so we're going back to the parking lot. We're going back to the corporate portion of the parking lot.
No, we not. No, we not. I ain't talking about that.
There we are. Yeah. Tell me what to do.
No, nothing. I don't know nothing.
So we don't talk about it then. So, Ron.
What's up?
As we were listening to her, and she was saying that, you know, pregnant sex is the bomb.com, right? She said it's the bomb. Like she just had that shit yesterday. This morning. Am I wrong?
Ain't nobody pregnant.
And you told
ain't nobody.
And that's possible for the
same. I just had a fond ass. I had a fond memory. It's like when you eat crab legs for the first time. It's like when you eat a seafood boil for the first time with crab legs and, you know,
that's for the first time.
I just remember I had a very fond memory of that. You know.
It was
a great memory. Just like when I had my first seafood boil.
And how y'all feeling? Am I wrong? Was I feeling that in the wrong way? Because that's how I feel.
Well, I ain't pregnant. I ain't had pregnant sex since before my son, 19 years ago.
We don't know that. You out there, you got a whole ass man in your house. You probably having all types of pregnant sex and wouldn't kill us.
I would tell y'all. Absolutely. Y'all be the first ones I tell.
Y'all be the last ones I tell.
But yeah, we know.
You be the last one to tell.
You know why, Ron?
I ain't telling nobody shit.
You don't want to have no more babies. You know, he's 55.
Getting lost.
55 with a 2-year-old.
You said you're getting lost.
You know, I'm gonna take out a life insurance policy. Kill a homeless man, put my fucking identifiables on him, and move to Costa Rica.
From what I understand, you've been having some sessions that, you know, pretty steamy. So you could very well.
I'm gonna need you to sim simmer. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't appreciate you throwing my name out there like that. You know what I'm saying, to the master.
I ain't said nothing. I was just saying. No, I don't know.
Don't want to know. I'm good.
I love you too.
That's what's up. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't talk.
Yeah, toxic relationships.
My toxic relationship was never with my parents. I think my parents, I mean, I say them to mind. I think that's me. I think that portion of their relationship may have been toxic because I don't think my mama liked my daddy. But that's what happens when you've been married for 42 years. You really don't like them no more. But I think mine was more of friendships were toxic to me, so I let them shit go. Like I said, I'm not the type to say no friendship if it don't feel right. And so, like, there was a group of chicks that I would hang with, like, we were tight. But then when some shit went down, so you bitches don't know how to be there. Don't even include me anymore. Well, guess what? I don't know how to do this shit. And it took me to say, you know what? I'm good. When you don't invite me somewhere, I'm good. I just want to stay home anyway. I really didn't want to come listen to you, bitches complaining about shit that I don't care about. So once you get out in friendship and you start sliding and doing shit on your own, they're like, oh, I want to come back. No, you have a good day. Be blessed. And that's it. And it's so funny because I posted something the other day about, you know, the people who talk trash about you are the same now who are trying to come back into your life. And there was a young lady that, when I was in college, and she did some shit, I told her, you know, don't utter my name ever again in life, ever. When you see me in the street, it's okay. You don't have to see me. Like, you don't have to. I'm
damn.
Like, you don't have to. Like, you know, you can look in my direction, but don't you open your mouth. And now she's like, she's on my Facebook page. She's liking shit, and she's like, oh, you're such an awesome person. Bitch, now I remember when you tried to attack my character. I remember that. Oh, bitch, I remember that. Like, I remember that. And I'm a firm believer in karma. I believe that shit come back tenfold, and that bitch don't care. And that's why I feel like she went through so much that she did in her life because of shit that she did to me for no reason. Oh, Lord. Wait a minute.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Let me get over. But it's okay to let go of that shit. It's okay. Because now that you've planted your seed in your good life, it's time to get rid of the weed. It's okay. The toxic people are nothing but weed. And not the weed that you smoke. These are the, you know, the ones that, like, kill your plants.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Mm-hmm. So. And then when Kayla was talking about the jealousy, and that's where a whole lot of the stuff came from, because she was jealous of so much about me. And I was thinking to myself, now we're from the same place, given the same opportunity. How is it if you're jealous? It's enough for everybody to have everything that they want. It doesn't need to be jealous. Jealousy is an ugly trait. That might be why you're ugly in the face. Come on now. Don't do that.
Is she ugly, for real ugly?
That's terrible. That's terrible.
What?
Terrible.
What?
You got to pick your struggle. You can't have a bad attitude, be jealous, hearted, and ugly. You got to pick your joke. You got to pick your struggle. Either you're going to have one or the other. Either be ugly or be nice and not ugly.
It'll be nice.
Be nice. You won't be so ugly.
Exactly. Because you know how somebody can be really ugly, but if they're really nice, you kind of overlook the ugliness. You got to pick your struggle.
That's
they have
like
mastered the
ugly funny. That's what it is. You the ugly funny.
They got to
fight you.
Yeah. They got to pick their struggle, you know.
Y'all are terrible.
You know.
What? I'm saying. I'm God
damn it. It's some bullshit.
What, Ronald? What? Hold on.
I actually got to go to work. I just got a call. Somebody shook me up.
You
I got to go to fucking work.
Call?
Ain't this some bullshit?
You
yeah, now I'm on call. I'm in the crib now. I got to get dressed and head on the fuck out.
Okay, wait. So you work on call now?
I hope you ain't been...
Who
are you? Robin? Nah, when you on call, if something go wrong, then you gotta, you know what I'm saying, head on out and deal with it, because ain't nobody on duty now, so. But I'm gonna get that money, dog.
So you gotta fix the call cable?
Right.
Damn.
Well,
yeah.
Like, you do business now. You don't do overnight. Like, he's not in nobody's house. He does a business house.
Oh,
so, in other words, right now, it's like 127 people fucked up and can't watch TV. So, I got to go get this shit back up. They can't jerk off to their porno.
Okay, go ahead.
What happened?
Listen,
man. I got jokes. And the worst part is I just put a pizza in the oven, too, and I got to wait for this shit to get done.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
You been drinking?
No, I haven't actually. I am responsible. What's wrong with you?
He ain't been acting a fool. He found he ain't been acting a fool. He been too calm to not, you know, to be
acting. I've been too calm.
You've been too calm because you know you usually have to ask when you get to drink. You don't give no fuck.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, besides you trying to lie about, you know what I'm saying, pregnant sex and having your mother call people and Dre, you know what I'm saying, having his mom's, you know what I'm saying, lock him in the laundry room and him having Grace Jones. Other than that, I've been pretty cool.
I really held my laugh in because Ron, but when Ron started laughing, I'm sorry, I had to start laughing too because it was over. That's some cruel shit. How you gonna laugh? That's some cruel shit. Damn.
Listen, man. All right,
all
you
had
all right.
To do
so
was
listen.
Just open the door. All you had to do was
right.
Open the door.
No, that's hilarious.
She just had to open the door.
First of all, she's been to that laundry room before, so she knows exactly where it's at. It's not like this is some place she'd never been to before. It's not like this is strange. It's not fucking Narnia. You know what I'm saying? It's not some strange land.
It's not Narnia. It's not Terabithia. Look, it's a
drawing. It's not.
It's
really not.
It's
ain't
not
no
therapy or not.
It's right there.
It's the laundry room.
You ain't got to go into the
laundry. It's right there. It's right there. You know how many loads of laundry? You know what I'm saying? You know how many towels and shit she done carried to that same fucking place? But no, you won't let me sleep right here and with the fucking dust bunnies. All right, I got something for you. I got something.
They ain't gonna let you into the bridge of Terabithia. Nigga didn't even have a gateway to Wakanda. He didn't even have a gateway.
Oh,
shit.
I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, y'all are ridiculous. Maybe I gotta go to work now. Fuck, I gotta go now.
Well, at least you'll be able to be asleep when I gotta be up at 5 o'clock to go to work in the morning. But it's just 4 hours, so
I mean, but it ain't like it's midnight over there. You got time to lay your ass down and go to sleep.
Yeah, you go over.
Me on the
but you gotta understand. I've been up today since. I've been up since 5, so I'm a little tired. You know, it seems like it's been a long ass day.
I'm sorry. I really don't care. I apologize. I have no sympathy for you, but I mean.
Well, the white lady told me we got 90 seconds.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah, I got issues. But yeah, so the bottom line on the shit is get away from them shits. You know what I'm saying? Stay away from them shits, whether it's your uncle, your mama, your bitch.
Ron is stupid. Ron, you said it. You said get away from them.
He said it. Get away from them, whether it's your mama. Your
get
daddy.
Away from them. Cut those cords. Cut those cords. Let it go.
Yeah, you gotta cut some
and don't feel bad about doing it.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. No guilt trip. Save yourself.
Now, at the same time, once you save yourself, do some reflection and realize that it is them, really, because it could be your ass, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You got to think what you need to think about yourself. Absolutely. You got to always take an introspective look into yourself to figure that shit out, too. Yes, indeed. That's the first step to admitting you need to make a change, is admitting that there's an issue.
Hi, Michael Jackson. Make a fucking change. You looking at the man in the mirror? Get the fuck out of here.
What? the form at the same damn time.
Yeah, it's some bullshit.
Okay, I think we done rolled over until, you know.
Stop, will give me a cup of coffee and mosey my way on down the road.
Ew.
Ew. Ew, coffee, that's that shit. Well, matter of fact, that's a 5 hour
no,
energy.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Wait, so check this out. Check this out before we go, right? Before we go. So I get home today. I had went out to run some errands. And as I'm coming back, it's like 5 or 6 police cars in the parking lot. So I'm looking, I'm like, yo, what the fuck's going on? I see one of my neighbors, this big Spanish dude, handcuffed, and they talking to him. This motherfucker is wanted. You know what I'm saying? For fucking... He assaulted somebody, like he beat somebody so bad that the person is in a coma. So
they
came to the crib to pick this motherfucker up. And I guess he had... like whatever he beat them with in his car, stick or whatever it was. Because then these
what?
Motherfuckers
with
went
the
to his
on.
Car.
What?
Son. They got his keys. They went into the back of the car. They towed the car. They cordoned the whole thing off. It's a crime scene now. The tow truck came, took the car. I'm like, yo, where the fuck do I live at? I need to move. What the fuck am I doing here? I have done something wrong in my life because I'm in the hood again.
Yeah, you in the high end hood.
Mind you, this is like the third time that same scene then played out.
Different
individuals, of course.
Oh yeah, you just live around a bunch of criminals.
Yeah, I got to go.
That's like in my neighborhood, it's real quiet. You don't have a whole bunch of problems. One morning, about 9:15, all you heard was pop, 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 pop. And that shit was close. Yeah. I live with white people. Are you popping off shots like this?
Well, the neighborhood I live in. It's a fairly good neighborhood. They had a fucking federal investigation because there was a motherfucking sex trafficking ring in one of the houses up in the studio.
Oh, no.
Rich motherfuckers.
Oh,
yes,
no.
I'm not lying.
Sex
yeah, up in the hills where I live in the white people neighborhood, the real white people neighborhood. It was a
but you know
yep,
what?
It
that's
happened.
What they usually say because my friend
yep.
Tanya, she lives in that neighborhood where there's older white people, some Asians, and some black folk, right? So the Asians
mm-hmm.
across the street was actually sex trafficking people.
Yeah,
and
they
then one day
they want to remain unnoticed. Yeah. Because it ain't a whole lot of police presence out here. Like, they don't necessarily roll through here like they would necessarily roll through the hood. So they figure that they can stay undetected. Yeah, they busted them motherfuckers about a year or so ago. It was crazy as hell. Blocked off crime scene tape, everything. Y'all over here paying, you know, $1,800, $2,000 a month in rent for this 4-bedroom house with a pool. And y'all up in here, you know, sex trafficking motherfuckers from Mexico and shit. Bullshit.
Why the fuck they don't tell me the address to these places? What? Oh, my bad. That's
Ron,
a
you know what? You ignorant. I can't with you. I'm not about to. Good night, Ron. Good night.
My bad.
Go to
my
work.
Bad.
Go to work.
Yes. Walking out the door right now. All right, people, I'm out of here.
Okay.
All right, should we go ahead and cue the white lady?
Cue the white lady.
All righty. Here goes the white woman. Y'all have a good weekend. Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.